Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. We've got a question in today from Irene Van Rooyen. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, Irene submitted this on Facebook, and I managed to get a bit more detail out of her. She wanted to know, why do her legs during a race become very heavy and stiff? And what's the cause of pain on the side of her foot? That was the initial question. I then asked her how much training she's doing per week, and also if she could describe that pain on her foot a bit more. She says that the pain is on the bone on the side of her foot, and she says she's currently running. I'm just trying to see where she put that answer. She says she is currently running between 50 and 60 kilometers per week.
Look, so she's probably doing enough training. The reason she's getting heavy legs, look, there could be an enormous number of variables that are affecting this. Perhaps starting too quickly may be one of them. The other one might be that in her actual training sessions, she's doing some walking or possibly stopping at petrol stations or regularly stopping to get across traffic lights, and then in a race, it's just that monotonous one step after the other, same pace, hour after hour, no break. That could be leading to the legs feeling a bit tired and heavy. She may well just be tired from the training, so maybe just needs a few extra days of easier running before the race so that the legs don't feel too bad. Or there could also be a nutritional issue that hasn't come up. So there really are an enormous number of factors that could contribute to those legs getting sore and tired and heavy. Shoes might be on their last legs. Certainly if you don't have enough cushioning in your shoes, that can, although loads of people run with almost no cushioning, you don't have a problem. But certainly if you're used to an amount of cushioning, and now it's gone because the shoes are old, that could also play its role. In terms of the pain on the foot, the fact that it feels like it's on the bone is not particularly good news. The fact that it's on the outside of the foot means that her running gait is such that she's probably going past that point at any rate in supination. So in other words, her weight is actually on the outside of her foot when she goes past that point. And that she may well just be a supinator, or perhaps she's a neutral runner that's been put into a pair of anti-pronation shoes, which is forcing her foot onto the outside. And if she's in neutral shoes and is a supinator, then she will go through shoes a bit quicker than most people. But it's important to have a nice, good pair of neutral, high-mileage trainers so that part of the foot is cushioned and looked after.
Brilliant stuff, Irene. Thank you very much for that question. Much appreciated. Lindsay, thanks for your time today. Once again, we're back with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast in just a couple of days' time. If you want to get your question submitted, all you need to do is head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. On the right-hand side there, there's a little form that you can fill in, submit your question, and we could be answering it next time out. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.